Welcome back to the show that talks about stuff on purpose. It's Trappo.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, I'm Dustin.
I'm Kai.
What was the name of that last album?
Girl Pool. Forgiveness.
I thought it was Girl School. All this time I've been thinking Girl School. That's a completely different band.
Not a band I know.
Okay, never mind. I don't know why every time I think Girl Pool, I think Girl School. They don't even sound the same. I didn't like accidentally listen to Girl School. They don't have an album called Forgiveness. Girl Pool, Girl School.
I don't know that I can talk about Girl Pool very enthusiastically right now. Do you have a lot to say about it or not?
I can tell you, spoiler alert, I don't really like the album all that much. I think it's fine. I have a quote here. It says, put that on their Wikipedia page. It's fine, Dustin Bacon. That's it. I like Nothing Gives Me Pleasure. I thought it was a good opening, but it was an opening, I thought, for a better album.
Yeah.
I think Country Star is funny because the first 30 seconds I was listening to it, I thought the guy was literally talking about, like, he got sideswiped by a country music star. Like fucking Miranda Lambert hit him with her car. She's like, oh my God, she's like, yeah. I love your voice. He's on the ground holding his hip. That was it. The only thing that I wanted to say, and this is what hit me in a dream. It literally hit me in a dream yesterday. I couldn't put my finger on something that was bothering me about this album. Half the songs kind of reminded me of something. I couldn't figure out what it was in my head. And then I took a nap yesterday because I fucking had a migraine. I had to lie down. During that nap, I had a dream where you and I were listening to this fucking music. And at some point, you turned to me and said, this is like Chromatics, but boring. And that was it. I have to write that down. I can't forget this. This is what it is.
So we didn't do a suggestion. What if I just use that as my suggestion? Do you have something else you could throw out?
I have something. Sure. Okay. We're trying something out this season. We're going to recommend something to each other and to you, dear listeners. We're going to throw out some suggestions here. And Kai, do you have any suggestions?
I do. I have a random album I found rather interesting. It came out in May 2022, and that is by the duo from LA, Girl Pool, and the album is called Forgiveness.
Nothing gives me pleasure like the things I know you won't say. Nothing gives me pleasure like the things I know you won't say. Nothing gives me pleasure like the things I know you won't say.
Friends Avery Tucker and Harmony Tividad, and they make some weird, interesting, dream poppy kind of funky ass. I don't know, it's weird, and I like it, and you should check it out. Girl Pool, all one word.
I have a suggestion. Did you know, Kai, that Rob Zombie's brother is also a film director?
Spider?
Spider One made a movie called Allegoria. 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 It's on Shudder. It's 70 minutes long, and it only felt like 3 hours. No, I know. No, it's a short movie. I watched it on Shudder. It's a movie. It's a movie. I don't know if I recommend it necessarily. I didn't hate it. I didn't dislike it. If we have to break this down into some kind of comparison, Spider One is like the Joe Estevez to Rob Zombie's Martin Sheen. He didn't make something amazing in his first time out. He didn't make A House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects with Allegoria, but I think it's worth your time. I think it's okay. It's on Shudder. If you have Shudder, give it a shot. It's only 70 minutes long. Allegoria. All right.
Check it out.
I'm going to talk about Rob Zombie's brother's movie.
I heard Rob Zombie's brother in a horror podcast sometimes too. Bloody Disgusting Network. Yeah,
what's he talking about? Living in his brother's shadow?
They're like fictional horror stories.
Oh, well, fuck that. I'm going to be controversial here. I think Power Man 5000's album, Tonight the Stars Revolt, is better than any album Rob Zombie's ever made. I'm going to say it. Oh. I'm just going to say it. I think it's true. In my head, it's true. That fucking album is great.
Getting crazy in here.
Oh my God. We should totally do an episode about that. We'll do an episode like
we could do that versus
brother versus brother. You want to do like Hellbilly Deluxe versus Tonight the Stars Revolt? Oh man, I don't know how I'd come down on that because I haven't heard Hellbilly Deluxe in a long time. I don't know how that would shake out.
All right,
that's interesting.
Write that shit down, or we'll be like, what?
We're not gonna talk about a Girl Pool episode, we're not gonna do it.
No, No.
I didn't even know. What are your thoughts on it? Did you think it was great?
Again, it's one of those things. Sometimes I get sucked into an album by the first handful of songs, and then the last parts are kind of meh. I don't know. This one was kind of the same. I really like the first three songs, first lyrics. It's something, while your finger is in my ass. So, whoa, shit. All right. Just getting weird right off the bat. It's one of those things, I don't know, I just kind of like that if you just heard it, like, playing at the fucking mall, you'd just keep walking on thinking it was some shitty disposable pop, but if you listen to it, you'd be like, oh, hold on, there's something else going on here. I just kind of like the weird dream pop aspect.
Well, the thing that killed me, the actual music on the first track was so off-putting and interesting. And they never really returned to anything like that to the rest of the album. It put me on this kind of high point. Oh, wait, what the fuck is coming next? And then what came next was just like a bunch of normal songs. Why would you put my expectations so high with this weird kind of screwed up beat? There's a lot going on under the hood here. And then the rest of the album is kind of like, yeah, there's something happening, but eh. The dude has this kind of Chester Bennington thing going on with his voice, but he never really like stretches. He's always very soft. The lady has this kind of forced falsetto thing that doesn't really sit right with me at times. Neither one of them really ever blows up in terms of their singing. I keep waiting for something to happen where they're just going to start belting it out. Oh, there's a guitar. Yep, it's kind of a, yep. They never reach the heights of that first track again. Mm-hmm. They never do. And that's very disappointing to me. I was looking forward to the rest of that music after I heard that first track. I was like, okay, I can't fucking wait. What's coming? But they're so young. I looked them up afterward just to see, like, they've been together for a while. The cover for their first album.
Yeah, this was their fourth album. 12 years old. But they're also like 26.
I think they were literally children when they made their first album. They were so fucking young looking.
Yeah, that fucking video is for this. That song is just fucking weird and bonkers. It was just like, oh my god, shit's weird. Kisses her and bites her lip and then rips the fucking prosthetic off. You're like, oh shit.
The destructive nature of a bad love affair. It's like, no, I get it. I understand. I like it the way they literalize it with the physical damage that you see at times in the video. But then it's like, oh wait, she just kind of goes into the pool, pulls off the rest of her makeup. Okay. They go a little too soft in the last third of that song instead of like really pushing it further. And they could have gone like full body horror with it, which I think I would have preferred because that's kind of where the vibe like of the song. At. But instead, they really kind of pull back and oh, I know. By the end of the song, she's free, cleansed herself of the artifice, and now she's free. It's like, you know, that's not really what the song is doing. I don't know why the video goes in that direction, unless they wanted to make you feel more uplifted by the end of it. Because the song itself, if you just listen to the lyrics, there's no happy ending. She's still trapped in this same fucking miserable relationship. But the song shows that she's kind of gotten out of it. Like, I don't know. The music video just kind of, it's almost a betrayal of the song in a way by the time you get to the end of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But it kind of bugs me, but it's very visually interesting at the same time, so I can't really complain too much. Girl pool. That's all I got.
It's one of those things, like a lot of the random shit we found. It's like, you know, the next album could be really fucking cool, or they could do like Incubus and go after the wrong parts of their music and then just make fucking garbage for like 10 years later. It's literally elevator music that makes me want to go to bed. So hopefully Girlpool goes after weird, interesting shit that was throughout this album.
I would put Nothing Gives Me Pleasure in the mixtape. I think it's an interesting song.
I'm down.
I would put that on there. In the mixtape, Nothing Gives Me Pleasure by Girlpool from Forgiveness, which is not the name of a Don Henley song. It's the heart of the matter. Forgiveness! I always want to call that song Forgiveness. Forgiveness by Don Henley. No, no, that's hard to matter. I don't want that in the canon. I want Dirty Laundry in the canon.
But oh, we can
talk about that.
Dirty Laundry is already in the canon, but we'll officially do that another day.
You know what else needs to be in the canon? Fucking Boys of Summer. We need to do a Don Henley mixtape. It's going to be Boys of Summer and Dirty Laundry. That's it.
Baby, even if you don't love me anymore.
Well, you know what? You want to put Heart of the Matter in the canon? I won't contest that.
Eagles plus Don Henley solo.
Oh, no, no. The Eagles have... We could do an Eagles mixtape.
Yeah.
We could do a Don Henley mixtape. We could do a Joe Walsh mixtape. We could do him. We could do Don Felder mixtape. Corey Feldman. We could do a Corey Feldman mixtape. Ascension Millennium. We could put that in the fucking canon. Ascension. Why are we talking about this? What are we doing?
I don't know. Check out the album. See if you agree with us. Let us know. We have social media, and you can get a hold of us, apparently.
Go to the official Trapo blog, which is blowing up with comments. We want you to join the conversation. Go to traposhow.blogspot.com. Leave a comment. Tell us secrets, nuclear secrets.
Also, and I don't know if you guys understand this, but you can send us messages through the interwaves, traposhow@gmail.com.
It's this new thing called email. Maybe you've heard of it.
I think the E stands for electronic.
Anyway, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
Trapo, the show that talks about stuff on purpose, is a Fenderman Incorporated production.